hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of Stony Brook, Chuck Priori. Good morning, Coach Priori.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. A tough loss for you guys on the road at Towson on Saturday, fall 52-28, as you've had a chance to go back and look at the film of that one. Just give me your impressions on what happened.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, first and foremost, Townsend's a very good football team. They came in prepared, and they played very, very well. They outplayed us and, put us in a position to play from behind. We did not obviously put our kids in the best position as a coaching staff for success. So, but you start off with Townsend, their ability, and I, once again, very impressed with that football team. From our perspective, you really want to put your fingers on why that can happen, but it's the game of football. It's things happen, and sometimes you don't play with the poise and focus that Coach was just mentioning, and things get away from you. So, the game went the way it should have went when it was at the end. Townsend won, they outplayed us, and we need to regroup.
How difficult, you touched on that start, starting with the opening kickoff and being down 21-0 in the first quarter as a coach. How difficult is it to try to get the momentum back, and how much does it change your game plan from that point on?
It's difficult to do it one time, which we had to do it 2 weeks ago. It's difficult to do it twice in a row, and you really can't live by that. And the slow start certainly hurt us. We got back 21-14, but might have been a little bit of fool's gold because we scored on 2-1 play drives. They weren't momentum drives. They weren't changing the physicality of the game. So the score was 21-14 for a while there. But I'm not so sure we threatened Townsend the way we needed to. So, you can't get off to those starts. It's certainly unacceptable. And we'll address the whys. And a lot of time is you got to really turn the page and move forward.
Offensively, one bright spot was getting Marshall Ellick back in the lineup, and he comes through with 5 catches, 77 yards, and a couple of touchdowns. How did you think he looked, and how much does he help your offense when he's out there?
Well, we're certainly happy we have him back. We played a couple weeks without our top two receivers, and the two other guys have played tremendous. We thought we were going to be really good at that position, then when you lose a couple of guys, but, Marshall came back. He probably played at about 85% on Saturday, so I think he's got a little bit more. He got out of it healthy, so we're excited about that. And, it's game experience also. He's new in our system, so, I think he missed a lot of practice time, so I think he's going to get better.
Towson was able to do a pretty good job slowing down your run game. Was that something that they were able to do, or was it maybe the fact that you guys were having to throw a little more coming from behind? Which was it more?
Well, I think they had a good game plan together, and I think I sit in a position of, if you think you're talented at doing things and you're not successful, what are the reasons? I think first starts with the opposing team doing some things to take things away. And then it goes back to you self-examining maybe what you put together schematically and how you prepared your kids and, how you performed, I think. So I think it's a mix of both, but certainly, once again, I think Townsend did a nice job, specifically physically at the point of attack.
Defensively, you faced this Houston offense. It's been putting up big points all season long with Tom Flacco being a big reason for that. How impressed were you with him, and how does he sort of open things up for others on that offense?
Yeah, I said it last week, kiddingly, does anybody have something to stop him? I'm not so sure you can go into the game and stop him. It's more controlled. He plays with great poise when he extends plays, and I think that's the most impressive thing about him. He's got the arm strength and the accuracy and the athleticism, but I was really impressed with the poise he plays with versus blitz, versus situations. He's certainly a catalyst, but they have other players too, and I think if you spend too much time trying to defend him, I think becomes a problem. And, so I'm impressed with their offense, certainly. I'm impressed with him.
You guys are so good on defense with sacks and tackles for loss and things like that, and weren't able to get to him sacks. Is that just the nature of the offense, being able to get it out quickly, or what were they able to do to kind of stem your usual ability to get sacks?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. We missed two shots on him that basically he escaped from. I mean, two clean shots that should have been, and then two others that, he broke the tackle as he was scrambling. Once again, some of that is us not finishing. Some of that is his abilities to get the ball out of his hand quickly. You play against good players. I think the challenge is to play up to their level, and we did not.
Your team heads back on the road Saturday, going to a New Hampshire team that's coming off there. First win last week against Holy Cross. What are some of the challenges that they present for you?
Well, they're back healthier again with the quarterback playing. And, prior to the quarterback getting hurt, I believe they were ranked in the top 10, if not the top 5. They're a very good football team defensively. They've stood the test of the year. They played very, very well. They play very physical. And now with the quarterback back, they're back to being an explosive offensive team. So I think, what we've got to be able to do is, prepare correctly, have no hangovers from last week. Certainly we'll be challenged going on the road again and playing up there. But be excited about getting back on the field as soon as we can. When you lose a game that... You prepare hard for it, but it doesn't go your way. You want to get back on the field as soon as you can. So I think this is a hungry group. We had a good session yesterday from the shoulders up, and we'll get on the field and work hard to prepare.
You touched on Trevor Knight and the difference that he makes. Looking at the difference in films when you get your quarterback back and maybe the leader, can you notice a difference just in the whole mentality, not just of their offense, but of their whole team with him back in the lineup?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, watching film is a little misleading to see what the energy level was, but you certainly see him make some plays that, as a veteran, I believe he was preseason offensive player of the year. When you got that guy back, I mean, it's certainly going to generate some excitement for everybody involved, and I'm sure that was an important part for Saturday for him. I don't know if he's 100%, but I'm sure putting him back in the huddle gave everybody a little bit more confidence.
Yeah. All right, Chuck, thanks as always for taking time with me this morning, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Thank you.